Military Sentinel Mobile.
WKQ4QHV. How you doing this morning?
QHV, W4DJW. I'm doing good.
Did you stay up late last night and watch the Aurora? I was about to ask you the same thing. I actually did not and am regretting it now that I'm seeing all these pictures come through on social media. I can't believe I missed that.
Up before midnight and then woke up at 3 o'clock and I got up and went out and looked around and I live on a hill and the upside of the hill is to the north and I think it was blocking it. I couldn't see it. I could see a dark red tint to the sky, but and then when I would look straight up, I could see that it was dark blue. And then I looked down on the horizon, what little horizon I got. I could tell it was there, but I just couldn't see it like the social media posts. They, I have friends in Charlotte, and then there's Hams and 6 Mile. Man, they got some really good pictures.
Too far from me, like less than 20 minutes away, I've seen some unbelievable photographs.
Another opportunity tonight, so I might get in the car. Some of them did that. They got in the car and they went to a place where they could view better. And I know a place that sits on top of a hill that you can see the Blue Ridge Mountains really, really good from that place. And I'm thinking that's where I'm going to go tonight.
And we're going to be seeing that?
Said it was going to be between 1 and 4. Between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. is when the show was going to be the best. But, you know, the sky's full of ions right now. It's just packed full of all kinds of electrical particles. So there's no telling, really. I think maybe the peak, though, will be between 1 and 5 if it's the same as it was last night.
That is a, what you got going on this morning?
Ditch digging and mulching. I used to just put mulch out. Now I got to dig a ditch so that it retains the mulch. And I'm getting ready to do that, running my errands before I get started all night, get all hot and sweaty, have to take a shower afterwards because it's just, it's a messy job. How about you?
I have some brackets I'm building for a friend of mine's birthday so that he can mount some reverse shelving in his garage. Taking care of the birds. Really don't have a lot planned today, that's about it. Some homing pigeons, two Harris's hawks, and a red-tail hawk.
Pigeons, a bunch of my life, my younger life, I had homers at one point, racing homers, but I had more Birmingham rollers and tipplers than I had homers. That's before I had the ability to drive a car. I'd take the homers out on my bicycle to Simpsonville from Taylor's and let them out, and then they would beat me home. Raising homer pigeons, that was a lot of fun.
Pigeons, I have them for the birds so that if one of the hawks gets, you know, or actually one of the falcons gets a little antsy while we're out there hunting, it's a way that we can use to kind of bring them back and get their attention back in the field, you know.
The homer go and it goes home, it does its circling before it goes home and that gets the hawk's attention or the falcon's attention.
Baggy, but typically what happens, and the homers, you know, the falcons never catch the homers because the homers have such a good head start on them, you know, but what'll happen is you're out there hunting and circling the field, and your bird might go, or the falcon might go a little bit further away from you, maybe 1,000 yards away, and you need to bring him in a little bit, and so you'll pull a pigeon out of your bag and toss it, and if they don't see the first one, you'll toss another one, and we call it like a pigeon knot. Because if you look in the sky, it just looks like a bunch of knots all on a string flying straight back to the house, you know. But the falcon will see that and cruise back over to the falconer, realizing that, hey, the action's over here, buddy, you know. And that's one of the techniques that we use to get their attention back focused on us.
Cool. There's a guy up in Travers Rest that invited me to come up. He's got the license to rehab them and raise them, and he let me come up there and take about 1,000 pictures one day. And we were going through the woods squirrel hunting, and I was standing out in kind of the edge of a clearing, and the hawk was, you know, bouncing around from tree to tree trying to hunt squirrels. And he came down really low, spread his wings out, was cruising through the woods, and I was snapping off pictures in automatic mode, you know, about 10 or 15 a second of pictures. and he came cruising right past me. His wingtip went past my shoulder with a gap of about 8 inches as I was taking pictures of him. That's the best picture of a bird in flight I've ever been able to achieve.
Like that, you know, they don't realize they're flying close to a human. I mean, you know, they realize they're getting close to you, but they don't realize how significant that is to the human. And that'll be an experience you'll probably never forget.
Yeah, so they're all digital pictures. I still come across them when I'm hunting for things every now and then, and that's one I treasure. You ever do that? You ever go squirrel hunting with yours?
Licensed falconer. Rehab people that are licensed under the rehab to have the bird with a rehabilitation license, they're actually not allowed to free fly their birds. Neither are the education permitted birds. The only license that the government will allow you to free fly birds of prey is going to be a falconry license, which is likely what your buddy had. And if not, then, you know, he was probably not following all the rules exactly like he should. But, yeah.
And I think he had all of it. It was legal because he was telling me how fragile they are. People think they're really tough and strong birds, but he knew falcons, or he knew birds of prey in general, to the hilt. So I think he had all of his ducks in a row when it came to that kind of stuff. Anyway, I'm over here at the pharmacy. I got to jump out, and if you're still there when I get back, I'll talk to you on the return trip. W4DJW.
Yeah, I know Marty. Marty, he's brilliant, man. Love that guy. Anyway, yeah, I'll probably be around for a little bit longer. So if I'm around, I'll holler at you. WDJ4W, KQ4QHV, clear.